Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Right, afternoon, everyone. Are you okay? I've been listening to all the speakers and all what's been going on. It's been really been an eye opener to me as well. Of course, normally, you know, I'm blind as well. I've got no sight at all, but beautiful women, Liverpool Football Club. That's what I would say. And you know, I've lived that life when I went blind 25 years ago when I was 5. Yeah, if you can't see, you're not blind. I was 30 when I lost my sight. You know, it just went, you know, within 2 weeks daily, it kind of went from having something on. It did happen to that. And like all of us who were in the room who were there, it's the acceptance of it all, isn't it? Especially like if you've acquired blindness. Sometimes, you know, what's those questions I get asked? Could you still be born blind or later on in life? Well, if we had a choice, probably none, really, you know, but I see myself as lucky because I've had sight and I know what, you know, colours look like and beauty and all that. You know, I can still remember the first wife, but that's unfortunate. I just hope she's grown old gracefully like me. No, I've grown old disgracefully. That's another story. Now, that was the peril of my pool of life when I lost my sight. And you know, the ripples affected everyone. And that's why she was the ex-wife. Because as probably one of his, you know, happens to us all, I can't be with anyone to go to the bar. That was her voice, not mine, by the way. and she done one. So I was home alone, like a blind Macaulay Culkin, trying to live off the back of the land. Couldn't pick when I could... I found the bar, right? Unfortunately, it was a 9-bar. I couldn't keep before, I could say. Before I went blind. And, you know, I had to learn to keep when I went blind, basically. I used to smoke while I was the food timer. It was one of them.
The fireman's your best friend.
Oh, he was. He wanted to tell his story about that. After the 9 o'clock watershed. I ended up, there's so much to tell, but so little time. And I ended up getting through it all. It was like practically 3 years of isolation, stuck in the house. Doing bits. I know I've heard a few voices here that I remember from the past. Really went, you know, like those days, and I recognised a few voices, so that's good. But it was the hardest thing in my life, that acceptance of it. Because I was going to be old Dave Kelly, you know, getting out there and doing my sports, going to the Grafton. There you go.
I know.
It wants rules, anyone? I remember that one. Rookie yellow. But anyway, when I started drinking, at a very young age, that's sort of why I still remember it. But, you know, those days are gone, or so I thought. So I thought, you had to learn to live again and find a life. But it took 3 years. To really accept who I am, be happy in my own skin. And something strange happened to me. Well, a load of strange things happened to me, but you know, funny thing about wife left it was the cat. What do you know? The cat. And we called it Lucky. Well, that it shouldn't be called Lucky, it should be called Unlucky. Because kept on sitting on it, standing on it, stepping on it. So I was one of them 30, and my mum was probably the only one who used to come up and help me. Because you lose friends. I've heard a few of you saying before, yeah, you know, don't worry, I'll be there, but I'll be, and you know. But they go and get stuff, someone will get going. And because as humans, we don't like to, we're scared of differences, we're scared of, you know, to tackle people head on and say, Dave, can I see you to the pub? Dave, and what a lot of them do is they'll just avoid you. And that's what happens. As humans, we'll avoid things that might be a bit like worrying to ourselves. And it's probably happened to us all, you know, over the years. But, yeah, my mum would bring it in, like, I'd say, mum, beans on toast. It's one before meant it easy to make, and it was. So I'd say to mum, just get me beans, cut the bread, beans on toast, give it a shake, put it in the pan, boil it on the toast, in zo'n saus. Exactly. hold on, I think we've got a heckler.
Well, I hear that my
heckler's
got out.
Oh, there we go. Well, beans on, well, sometimes you get the shaking of the tin wrong. And has anyone ever had their pineapple chunks on toast? Would be horrible. But what we got through there in the end, I ended up kind of... I wouldn't use this cane. The thought, anyone knows me every day, never use a cane. Because even the cane was telling people, I was blind. I was terrified of being blind. So when he used to go out every now and again, I was a wolf feeler. I don't know how many of us have ever, you know, without a cane. So he's feeling the wall, talking to wheelie bins. All right. But getting to the end of the road, turning left on the steps, 53 steps at the bus stop, grabbing all of someone to get on the bus. Now, I used to sit on the very first seat on the right. Unfortunately, so did the bus driver. Yeah. And I've been through many experiences, but bus travel, one of those was bizarre. Now, because that denial period and because of what I was going through, and it was 3 years of, you know, hell, it wasn't very good, but I pulled my way through it. I used to use, like, laughter and humour as a good way of getting through. And my old best friend Jack Daniels. you know when you're in trouble with a blind person when your best friend's Charles Bonnet? that's a blind joke, that's an in joke. So I actually got 18 months, I got Charles Bonnet, and I could see my granddad's face. Some people see, you know, certain things, it could be a trip, plans, a shape, a bit. It was my granddad's face. And I thought, I'm going up there, dear. You know, everyone looking at you, your granddad. And, you know, he's a lovely man, like, but at the same time in your life, you don't want to see your granddad's face, you know what I mean? And I overcome all that. And when I accepted who I was, that's when my life started. I accepted it was. I've got blindness. Blindness hasn't got me. For 3 years, my blindness had me, and that's when I was going through the worst time in my life. After I'd accepted it and moved onward and upwards, that's when, you know, I got help. I went to the Grange, Christopher Grange, yeah. And I went there and I learned how to make scones. Yeah. Oh, funny enough, 25 years, I have made a scone since, you know. But, you know, my scones were famous. It must have been good, because when I went to get them, they'd scone. No, I got the scone jokes. Get them off. But, the same thing happened to me. I had a dream. And you think that's only, people say, well, the blind people dream, but we do, don't we? Yeah. I dream in vividly in colour and this and that. Well, my dream was a strange one. It was about, there was like young people playing sports. There was blind children, there were children in wheelchairs, the brothers and sisters all playing sports and games and laughing, the parents all clapping, and the big smiles on their faces. And it was Daisy. Disability awareness, introducing sports to youngsters. Daisy. I wanted to dream that was. And I woke up the next day with this burning feeling, like in my stomach, my soul, actually. There was a Vindaloo from the night before. But I thought, what a crazy dream, because I'd never really done sports or talked. I didn't really know much about disability and blindness and, you know, parsley side. You know, kids in wheelchairs, I didn't really know much about it. I was lower than a snake's belly in a 6 foot hole. I had no education. I had no hope. I'd lost everything. But I had this dream. Now, I thought, how do I turn this dream into reality? So, journey of 1,000 miles. So, I ended up going back to school, ended up going to college, ended up going to university. Very honestly, these, got this, that, and the other. Because I thought, I need a street cred. I need to know what I'm going to be doing. I need to know about disability. I need that skill to set up my own charity. So, and the luckiest man alive, because, you know, I meet so many wonderful people who inspire me, and doors open for me. And when the doors were closed, well, a lot of us will realise a lot of doors do get closed when you're disabled or you've got a visual thing. But get them open. Get the secret chat. Your knock, secret knock. And ended up setting up Davy at the same time as getting on with qualifications. And the very first inclusive sports club had run. Now, inclusion to me is proper inclusion. Not just VI, not just disabled people, but non-disabled, all coming together, having fun. The sport should be fun, physical activity. If it's not fun, you won't want to do it, will you? If you're running on hot coals, that wouldn't be fun. You'd be pretty quick, but it wouldn't be fun. So I wanted it to be fun, and everyone together, level playing field, grassroots, and if you make it fun, the likelihood they'll continue in sports. So that was what where Daisy all come from, like a dream. Flamin with the vision. And it's one of them. Reverse inclusion. Go with that, I thought, you know, that's where everyone comes together. So if you create somewhere that's fully accessible, that you got trained coaches and staff that understand disability, you've got the right equipment to suit the individual, you tune into the frequency of every individual there to make sure, you know, things are bespoke for them. And you know what? You've got success. You have people coming back. So Daisy won several awards for doing this and how we do it. And why I'm the luckiest man in the world. We're on a secret millionaire, you know, several years ago, when he comes. And I didn't know he was a millionaire. Channel 4 just said, we're doing a documentary on you in Britain. And they read my story going blind to another charity. Can we film? Oh, brilliant. There's a Scottish fella there, been in the Falklands. He's got issues. I'm thinking post-traumatic stress, drink that. He's from Glasgow. Automatically, oh, he must be, oh, definitely. I was stereotyping, which is something we should never do. Anyway, he comes out 6 weeks later, doing sports with him, and he's helping out with the kids and little things. And then he goes to proverbial, I've been telling a little lie. He's having such a dull shankly. I've been telling a little lie. My name is Tony, but I'm really a millionaire. He got me, super millionaire. What do you say? And I'm like, oh my God. If you're only a millionaire, well, I'd have made a cup of tea. Yeah, and, you know, and we did very well. He was there. But funny enough, if anyone can see the videos on YouTube, when they give me the cheque, man, I went straight for it. Remember, I'm glad. Yeah. Straight for it.
There's an irony there.
I just smell it. But the irony was that you that's showing how you must know. No one's that stupid to not apply. I'm that stupid, I didn't know. And it was a shock. But we were on the telly and it got it out there in people's TV, you know, from the TV in people's rooms. And from that, we've been on the Sports Relief, Comic Relief. Oh, that's a relief. Been on the One Show twice. Was that the Twice Show once? Don't know, been on that. I've been on a few other relief. And this blind scouser, who lost everything, he set up, who had this dream, he was living the dream, you know, had the opportunity to do it. The most important thing, we're helping, you know, hundreds, thousands of people. Over the past 25 years, there's thousands and thousands of people going into schools, colleges, going around the country, going even to Belgium, giving talks to the... No, and winning a worldwide award for diversity and inclusion, 2016, that was like a worldwide award. Now, you probably never even heard of us. Some of yous. Or, what Daisy, what it's all about. Unfortunately, that's what Liverpool is. That's what, like, if we were the worst charity in the world, we'd be front page of Diego. Yeah. Oh, I know him now. He's been on Crime Watch. But I did have a walking part on Crime Watch once. Just walking. Yeah. But I went blind. I thought, no money. I need money. I'm going to rob a bank. Who'd blame and accuse of my alibi? What a perfect alibi. So I paced it all out. The day of the robbery, I took two strides too many. I dropped the chippy next door. So Daisy turned out sports, started off sports. Keep fit in body, fit in mind. I don't know what it is. It was like education, employment. We got like a thing called eye to eye contact, isolation to inclusion, links in the Daisy chain. So each link being its own special ecosystem. So we've got points of contact where people can come. So if someone's VI, someone's got cerebral palsy, or just someone who's vulnerable no matter what age, the families, that's where we point of contact, that link in the daisy chain, and then we make our plans how to help support them. We're the first charity in the country to have our very own disability hate crime officer. What's that about? Couldn't imagine anyone could harm or hit anyone who's disabled, but we know what you do, don't you? You do, don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? And it's a terrible thing. So back in 2009, we got our very own disability crime officer, and we've moved on with the notebooks now. We're part of the key decision making strategy when it comes to disability hate crime as well as other things. And do you reckon 9 out of 10 disabled people have been a victim, and probably the 10th person doesn't realise it. Yeah, but we've all been. I'm 6'2", eyes are blue. Any blind people here can't see at all. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gorgeous. Gorgeous. What's his name? Sean Connery. Well, I'm Sean Connery. Yeah. I think I've still got it. But yeah, and that's the thing. It's about everyone coming together. It's about helping as many people as we can. And so in Daisy, our base is called the Daisy Nucleus Academy. The DNA, the building blocks of the community.
I went to university.
Yeah. It's called the DNA Centre, and we've had some people going up there with all kinds of samples. It's not that DNA, that's next door. Yeah, anyway, there's the thing. But we are the building blocks of the community. I'm all for helping as many people as we can. I'm all for that. We do work closely with lots of different charities and organisations. That's really important. And sports, for example, is a good hook to get people out of isolation, back to inclusion, eye to eye contact, sports. We just had an inclusive sports zone fitted at Daisy, alongside the local lights and a rugby pitch. It used to be called the Mugger, multi-use games area. Well, that's selling it, isn't it? Come on, come and hug a Mugger. Yeah? I think inclusive sports zone sounds better than that. But we do all kinds of with Daisy, from similar to Bradley Fields and other charities. It's getting people out of the house, using from sports and then education and fun, whatever it takes, and socialising. You know what? There's nothing better, is it, than a good knees up. Good sing song, everyone coming together. I love it. Probably a bit too much. I love it. And someone did research, and I only heard yesterday, hear this, and you'll be shocked. 70% of VI ladies are single at the moment. Single. Well, I was rubbing the hands around me. There you go. So, although you never mentioned how many men, I thought, well, come on, that's not fair. Let's do more socialising, and how do we encourage more people to get out there and meet other people? Because that's what it's about. And it's coming out of the house, feeling fit in body, fit in mind, making relationships, and it can be just friendships. It can be any ships, just getting out there. So. We have our bingo days, we have all the proverbial quiz nights, we've got a bar there as well. Now, we're, about 3-4 miles away from here, something like that, but it's off the other side of the world. And our nights are sometimes different. We come down here, do the tandems and things, and being to the quiz nights here, and they're brilliant. So, you know what? Continue all that, it's boss. But if certain nights, we're not busy here, feel free to pop up to our place. We got IT suite there, do some news with a set. We got jaws on it. Everyone knows me. Yeah, I can't stand confuses. I'm a techno bro. But I'll still encourage people to use them because, like all of bed, it's the future. It's the future. So many different links in the daisy chain, and the good thing about the chain is you make it as big as long as you want, and you can always remove your weakest link. Yeah. Hopefully, I'm not the weakest link. So keep it on. Have we any questions? I love questions.
Dave, Mike's got
them. Hello, Mike.
Years ago. Yeah. Where exactly is your premises?
Well, do you know in between the Asda and Home and Bargain of Breck Road?
Okay, right, yeah.
It's a lovely, it's all completely fully accessible. It's flat. You know, there's no steps or stairs, it's brilliant. But you know what the wonderful thing is? Not only is the building accessible, but the people in the building are fully accessible as well. Right.
Share with other organisations, do you?
Well, we work with other organisations. We work closely with the police fire service, the schools, colleges, unis.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, we put on training, which you know, helping like schools tackling bullying and tackling any. I don't know. Sometimes some of the pupils in the class today who need people to go in, motivate people and encourage. Break down, take the dis out of disability, you know, put the ability on it. Yeah. And I would say Daisy is a can-do charity that does. It's a positive slant on disability. People say to me, why are you always happy? I'm on very strong medication. The medication of life. I love life. And, you know, I had 3 years of not being so happy, and you know what? I'm so relieved to get out and have a purpose in life. And that's what we all need, a little purpose in life where we can get out, make friends, do something I don't want to be working for ICI or building computers. You know, going out to meet someone and talk to people, going out to have a ride on a tandem or have a game of bingo with people who can help you. Going out to, you know, Kukery. We've got a lovely big kitchen built at Daisy that's accessible, and we do like eating, training, you know, people out there do like healthy food on a budget, healthy food on a budget, so you know where you can, that's like a nice 3-course meal for like 40p. It's real good stuff. But you meet other people as well at the same time as doing it. That's the kick, getting out there. So when, you know, you're not at Bradley or other brilliant, because Bradley is an unbelievable place, it is. So when you're here and you've got other time, well, come up and see us. More than welcome. And whatever of you need any help or advice or guidance, filling in the PIPs or whatever. Oh, are we all right with that? Everyone's gone from the DLA to the PIP, we all happy?
Yeah. Well, I am. I got more money.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm still on TI.
Oh, hello, Phil. How are you doing?
Good. One of my support workers took someone into your place and spoke to you about me a while back. I can't remember when it was.
It's all good, I'm sure, Phil.
Are you open every day then?
Yeah, 5 days a week, like from 10 till. Sometimes you don't close, be honest with you.
Can you just turn up then, Dave, or do you have to make an appointment? Or?
Well, if you want to speak to me, you best make an appointment like that, mate, and every day. But we've got, when people ask me, how many people ask me where from Daisy? I say about half. No. 17? What's going on with 17? Yeah. And as I say, we have like, from the young people, we call it the smile, self-motivation, inclusive learning and empowerment. So get the mini smile. The mini smile, that's for the younger ones. They have certain days and times to come in. And then with the big smile, we all have a big smile, don't we? And that's the real 16 up to, you know, 90, whatever age you want to be. So that's open for the rest of the community. And whatever you want to do, whatever vocational work you want to do, whatever, if you just want to chill out, if you just want to learn, you know, we do educational stuff as well. It's all happening, and it all started from a dream.
it all started from that, like, you know, the dream, the impossible dream. I actually lived the dream. That's why I am a lucky, lucky man. So when people say to me, why are you always happy? Because you know what? I'm content. I'm even more content if I can have more people. I actually do all this because I love to help people. You know, our values, care, compassion and empathy, that's up in a blanket of integrity. Care, compassion, empathy, that's in a blanket of integrity. And if you live to those values, you won't go far wrong. Mm. And I'll explain what those values are. Care is when you walk into a room and you notice someone's downstairs. Compassion is when you give them your water. The empathy is you were once that person died of thirst. Mm. The integrity is you're not bullshitting about doing a thing. And they're our values. And if you live by them, you won't go far wrong. Mm. So it's all training up people, getting people to help, not just VI, because 40% of VI, us visually impaired, have a second disability on average. We all, statistics, 40%. I've got a secondary disability. It'd be good looks.
I thought you were saying you supported
Everton. Oh, I used to play blind football for Everton, right? We played blind football for them, and you know, we played at Goodison once at half time to come on and showcase in front of. I think chose Everton because we needed quiet actually to play the ball. But it was actually 40,000 there, yeah. Last game of the season. Team in down rain, so we're all on there. We couldn't hear the ball, couldn't see the ball, could we? We couldn't hear each other. I thought this is. So I kicked the ball and I hit the corner flag, and everyone started clapping. They thought I meant it. That's good. And the one I said, that was David Moyes. He said, Dave, he said, you're playing, checking off. Questions. Give us some more questions on them.
Can you give some contact details for anybody who might
contact details? I've got some cards. If anyone needs anything like enlarged or braille or audio, just let me know and we get information to them. Our contact details are phone number 0151 261 0309, and we got a website, all the W's, daisyinclusive.com. We got Facebooks and all that. I put some cards out on the side there. If you read them, don't tell a day I like. For God's sake. Because you've actually done it in the smallest writing known to man. So we just have to attach people these cards. It's got my whole life on a little 4-inch card. We are really there to help and support. See, and the thing is, it's not just the visually impaired, it's all people. And I think we all should be joining in together, helping other people and sharing your experience. Use the people that, you know, that I kind of look up to as well, because use the ones who inspire me, coming out. I know Mike and all of you, know, from way back and all the stuff you've done. Amazing. Whatever you do in the future, do it with a smile, keep happy. You've got to hit your targets, score your goals, and reach your potential. That's what it is. So, do you know what? I've got a cane there, right? I've got bells on it. Yeah. The bells.
I thought your role was for Santa Claus there, eh?
About 6 months early or 6 months late.
Yeah.
What happened was,
when I set up my first club, and the very first club I did, and it was amazing because there was like little blind children there, there was kids in wheelchairs, brothers and sisters all coming together, the amazing community, and all playing, parents all clapping. I was living the dream. Bizarre moment. Now, one of the kids, like, I'd put bells on, I'd let me play on, I'd bells on, I'd, who did that? Little girl called kid. I did that. I said, have you met Stephen Helium? He said, I also like that. I said, why did you do that? He goes, because now, every time you walk into a room, people turn around, look at you and smile. Oh. And hear the bells. And you know what? And I've kept them on ever since. Uh-huh. And also, every time a bell rings, an angel gets the wings. What a film that was, eh? Wonderful icon. So there we go, Chief. Thanks for listening, and good luck at whatever you're doing in the future. But remember, I'll put a couple of cards out and send some information. I realise I should have probably brought a big load. How's Scouts am I?
If anyone needs the details emailing, just drop me an email and I can give you Dave's contact details, because we've got them. So if anyone wants that, it's accessible.
If you want to smile, if you want to smile and make friends and do, you know... Yeah. Reach its potential,
Dave,
you know what,
Bob. Dave, I mean, I've heard of Daisy over the years for, you know, quite a while, living local and everything. Now, wrongly, I think, I've always been under the impression Daisy was specifically for young people.
Oh, no.
But I'm picking up from you today, it's not.
It's for everyone, yeah.
Yeah.
It's for everyone.
But that's the impression I always had. Because did you originally form as sort of an offshoot from Actioneers or something, which was...
No, Daisy, I was one of the people who actually started up the Actioneers. I used to run the Liverpool, we had two in Liverpool.
Yeah.
And at the same time as all this was happening, and all, you know, I was doing Daisy was there, I was going to college and university. But, so it was all pretty much the same time frame, really.
Right, yeah.
But... the Actioneers is no more anyway, and that's such a crying shame.
Yeah.
And you know, as I said, that was my pride and joy.
Yeah.
But some in head office, those who run VI things in this country, decided our young VI kids, you know, we don't want to do sports with them. And it was disgusting.
Right.
And that left a big gap. So, you know, hey.
Dave, if somebody came to Daisy who's got, say, a visual impairment, and they've got a brother or sister and they want to do something,
all come together, that's the key. That's the key. And it's family based, it's everyone, and that's, you don't split them up. Yeah. You there. And as I say, I think it's complex needs.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, the devil palsy in a wheelchair, limbs are moving to one arm, he's blind. You know what? He has to salve his life. He's up singing on a karaoke. He'd be on our nights out, he'd be having a pint of lager with us. You know what? Because it's everyone's human right to enjoy yourself, isn't it?
Are there any restrictions where you come from as to where you can go to Daisy?
If you're Evertonian, you can't come in.
Yeah.
No, only again. No,
well, that makes sense.
No restrictions at all, right?
Yeah.
Everyone, no matter where. We get a lot of people come from, you know, all around Merseyside, there's five boroughs. Kate, who's our disability crime officer, and you probably will know someone who's been going through incidents of whatever. It can make a big difference. It's about reporting it and get the support and take off the worry. And then anywhere, you know, where families need to go, then they can come to our place. We had a call, for example. It was a parent whose son was getting bullied in school. And we've all probably heard of these cases. Yeah, but because he was different, he was partially sighted, and he was on the autistic spectrum. He was getting bullied, and he wanted to take his own life. He's only 12.
Low battery.
And so what happened was, his mum got in touch with us. We went to the school. We gave a little talk to the assembly, then to his year group. And it's about having positive people with positive attitudes and saying. Now, one of the things I would say is, what you hear me say before, I've got blinders, blinds haven't gotten me. And when you can actually say that yourself, and you know you're in a good place, I'm not scared of this cane anymore. The door's putting bells on a cane when I'm blind. Now, this kid, 12 year old, who's got been going through hell, his mum said, just put on his status after being up. And a couple of weeks later, he said, I've got autism. Autism hasn't got me. So he turned his life around just through a little intervention. That's a small intervention. Now, you know, Bonnie can come to our place now and relax. So fully accessible. Love to see some of you up there. And I'll probably come down here a lot more as well, because it's a brilliant place, Bradley. So thanks for your time and your you know, you get a chance. Been there, I've been here since 10-ish. Yeah. All these people talking, I suppose. But thanks again. Give yourselves a clap.
Can I just say thank you very much today? I think he's just been brilliant. Food for thought there, I think, for people. So thank you very much.
Cheers,
thank you.
Cheers, you. New recording free.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.